joy forever. Mark was home on vacation from school. He spent most of his time playing in an old, shaky, crumbling shack just about 16 feet from his family's house. He always played there after completing his chores. One day, while he was playing, his mother called from the kitchen. "Mark! Mark!" He heard his mother's voice calling him from their strong, spacious, comfortable, and beautiful home. He answered and ran from the shack straight to his mother. As he entered the kitchen, they heard a rumbling, crashing, tumultuous noise. Mark and his mother looked in amazement as they saw the shack crash to the ground. Mark did not know that calamity was lurking while he was enjoying himself at play. He was saved because he heard his mother's voice and obeyed immediately, not knowing of the impending crisis. Today, we live in an old, shaky, crumbling shack called Earth. It is so shaky that the crime rate is escalating. Wars have become a pastime for discontented, evil minds. Diseases ranging from the unknown to the incurable have medical scientists baffled and the world's population in fear of the future. This earth is so shaky and on the brink of collapse that immorality is increasing and family life is disintegrating. This world's economy is crumbling. Global recession threatens our very existence, so that poverty is sometimes the cause for the presence of diseases and even death. Retrenchment, the debt crisis, unemployment, alienation, drug abuse, crime, and corruption are major issues in political campaigning around the world, and politicians are always promising a brighter tomorrow. It is still today that we are faced with problems that seem unsurmountable. We are trapped down here. It must be the hour of crisis. It is the hour of crisis. I hear God calling from his mansions above. My child, come home. It's time to come home to glory. Come home. Come home to glory. Friend, glory is not far away. The prophet Joel spoke about the second coming of Jesus and events preceding it. He said in chapter 2, verse 10, "The earth shall quake before them, the heavens shall tremble, the sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining." Jesus himself foretold these signs in Matthew chapter 24, verse 29, and Mark chapter 13, verses 24 and 25. Several earthquakes have rocked the land and resulted in terrible disasters. The Great Lisbon earthquake in 1755 is surely a fulfillment of this prophecy. The sun and moon were darkened on that memorable day and night of May 19, 1780, and the meteoric shower of falling of the stars took place in November 13, 1833. In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus also spoke of other events which will take place before his coming. Verse 2 talks about the destruction of the temple which took place in AD 70. Verse 6 mentions wars and rumors of wars. We hear of these all the time. Verse 11 says that many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. Since the 19th century, false prophets have arisen to deceive many concerning the coming of Jesus under the criteria for being saved. They have presented the case that everybody goes to heaven at death, or that God is too merciful to destroy his created beings, or that there will be a secret rapture. When Revelation chapter 1 verse 7 says that every eye shall see Jesus when he returns. The Apostle Paul, writing to Timothy, gives a further list of signs that will precede the coming of Jesus. He says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 to 5, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away." Take a look at the issues. People today do not care about others. People seem to want everything for themselves. Children are most disobedient to parents and could be scarcely controlled by them. Homosexuality has gained sympathy to the extent that it is even legal in some countries for two persons of the same sex to get married to each other. What a sick world to live in. Furthermore, many Christians have been plagued and frustrated by those having a form of godliness, or the hypocrites, who make it their business to prevent God's truth from matching on. We know that Jesus will come soon. The signs are fast fulfilling. An understanding of the prophecies of Daniel reveal that we are living in a period just before Christ sets up his everlasting kingdom. Chapter 2 directs its readers to the metallic image seen in a dream by Nebuchadnezzar. The head of that image was of gold, representing Babylon, which ruled the world from 605 BC to 539 BC. The breast and arms of silver represented Medo-Persia, which ruled the world from 539 to 331 BC. The belly and thigh of brass represented Greece, which ruled from 331 to 168 BC. The legs of iron representing Rome, which ruled from 168 BC to AD 476, and the 10 toes of iron and clay, representing 10 kingdoms which cannot cleave together as one. These 10 kingdoms or nations sprang from Rome when it became divided between AD 351 and 476. Have you noticed how they have been trying to unite themselves through different means, but have never been able to do so? The word of God is true and will stand forever. Daniel continues, Then a stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, which broke the image, signifying that the former kingdoms will be completely destroyed. After this, the stone will become a great mountain and fill the whole earth. In other words, Jesus will come and set up his eternal kingdom over all the earth. Now, as a child of God, the question for you is, are you ready for Jesus to come? Putting it differently, are you washed in the blood of Jesus and covered with his righteousness? This world is not paradise. When you listen to the news and your heart is filled with sorrow, don't you long to go home? Aren't you tired of living down here? Aren't you anxious and excited about living in a land where there is joy forever? This joy is promised to those who accept Jesus and repent of their sins. It is yours for the claiming while you live on earth and forever when Jesus comes. Yes, your troubles come to an end in the morning of Jesus' coming after the long dark night of sorrow, pain, sickness, trials, feelings of hopelessness, anguish, anxiety, and stress. Then, how is it that you are so complacent and not making every effort to work out your salvation with godly fear? I can see the King coming with thousands times 10,000s of angels. I can hear the trumpet sound and see the dead in Christ rise. Then, we are all caught up to meet our Redeemer and King in the air. No physical science or physics will be able to explain our going up to live with our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Will you be able to join with the saints in exclaiming, "This is our God, and we have long waited for him"?